The feeling was back. The weight on his chest, the compression of his ribcage. He struggled to breathe. He felt the cold hand on his mouth and heard the reedy demand. Don't scream. Listen. The well. Beware of the well. The weight lifted off. The hand slid away and he could breathe again. Mike rolled over and curled into a ball and started to cry. After all this time, it was back. Whatever had plagued his sleeping nights for the first 9 years of his life had found him again. Listen. Glenda Dupree held the old rotary phone handset in one hand, a pancake flipper in the other. She had an early morning call from her elder sister. They were resuming a conversation they had started a few nights before, but had to stop because Dancing with the Stars had begun. What would he want to do a damn fool thing like that for? Mike walked into the kitchen, kissed his mother on the cheek, and headed for the coffee pot. The men in our family have no g-damn sense, she bellowed into the phone. Mike wondered what had riled the old lady up today. He ran the list of his recent activities through his brain, and with the exception of breaking the lawnmower again, he was in the clear. Lund's a ghost town, his mother declared to the caller on the line. Haven't been back there since 97, she calculated. Mike groaned and wondered who died. The only time he had been to Lund in recent years was to go to a funeral. The Lunds liked to be buried together. He assumed they'd figured out if they were grouped together, they could argue for an eternity. His mother's folks had been raised in the town their grandfather had settled. Johann Lund worked his way west to the area now known as Illinois. He took his savings and bought some land with good soil. He promptly planted a grove of trees, as was tradition in his family, to block the prairie winds from taking all his soil, and began to farm. His relatives from Sweden joined him by and by. After dozens of years, the Lunds owned most of the land in the area. They chose to live close together instead of out on each parcel of land, and built a town around them. They called it Lund, and it suited them fine. The town held its own and managed to attract a Sinclair gas station at one point. The railroad opted not to build a spur in Lund because of the lack of business there. The Lunds trucked their harvests long distances to get the best deal, so they didn't foresee the problem of what not having access to the railroad would mean to the future of their community. Besides, trains were messy and noisy. Outsiders that had settled there were tolerated, but only as breeding stock. They had a school at one point, as the Lunds were a prolific lot, but that was gone now. Farming didn't pay once the corporate farms moved in. The Lunds that had remained in town commuted 2 hours to Joliet and Chicago to work in the factories. Mike had spent part of his young life there. His father was an enlisted man in the army. When his father was called overseas, his mother brought Mike home to Lund. Glenda wanted to be with family, to sit and argue while shelling peas on the back porch. This made her happy. Eddie finally gets a break and he... No sense, his mother sighed. I suppose I better get to it and make arrangements. Sure, I'll let you know what I decide. Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Talk to you soon, she said and hung up the phone. Glenda looked over at her handsome son and smiled. You'll never guess. Mike didn't like the guessing game, but since she still hadn't produced his breakfast, he thought he'd better play. What? Your cousin Eddie. The pig farmer? Not anymore. Ever since he hit the Powerball, he hasn't touched a pig. He won the lottery? Mike asked, uncomfortable with the thought of his smelly cousin rising up income brackets faster than he was. Big. He won big. 50 million. His mother raised her eyebrows and pursed her lips. Guess what the moron's doing with the money? Trip to Vegas? No, not that stupid. Getting married? No, that would have made sense. Come on, boy. Think dumb. Mike laughed at his mother's comment, think dumb. He thought the act of thinking no longer made you dumb, but there you go. Ma had her own language.